joining the studio now by Seema Ramkelawan. Did I get it right?
Perfect.
Hey.
Wonderful. You are from the, well, you're a fundraiser for Marie Curie Cancer Care.
That's right, I am, yes. So I'm a fundraiser for East London, so thank you very much for inviting me.
You are very welcome. Thank you for coming down so early.
Oh, that's great.
Now, for anyone that doesn't know, what do Marie Curie do?
Marie Curie Cancer Care is a cancer charity, as it says in the name, and we actually provide nursing care to terminally ill patients, so not just cancer patients, but others that are suffering from terminal illnesses. And we provide care free of charge, giving people the choice of dying at home, surrounded by their loved ones, and it's, we support their families and the patients themselves throughout the most difficult times of their lives and their last few days.
I didn't know that you spanned out into, this is going to sound horrible, other, no, other diseases as well.
Yeah, that's true. Obviously, but through the name, it sounds slightly deceptive that we do just do cancer care. It's actually, we do look after people that suffer from illnesses such as multiple sclerosis, motor neuron disease, and also people in final stages with heart disease as well. But it is the majority of the patients that we do see are cancer patients, but you know, we do branch out to other terminal illnesses as well.
And do you just support people in the final stages or when they are just terminal, or you support the whole way, right across the board, the whole way through?
We are more at the final stages. So once a person has been diagnosed as being terminal, we are generally referred to via a GP or a district nurse. And then our nurses kind of take over, and we try to provide as much care and as possible just within maybe the last few days, weeks, or even months. But yeah, it's generally at the final stages.
So. And this month, March, is the Great Daffodil Appeal.
It is.
What,
yes,
is that? Sounds lovely.
Yes, it is lovely. It's basically our flagship appeal. So it's when we try to raise the most money throughout the year. And our daffodil is the main symbol of our actual charity. So it's when we have most of our collections, and also we have lots of events, lots of entertainment on the streets, and we try to paint the town yellow as well. I think you're going to ask me about that a bit later, but yeah, it's just all about trying to raise as much money as possible throughout the month of March. And the daffodils are just so beautiful. I think they're such a wonderful flower, and this is the time of year when spring is, you know, is all the flowers are coming out. So the daffodils, you'll see daffodils everywhere. So we're trying to get people on board and trying to help raise awareness and also raise extra funds needed for patients and their families.
Now obviously people will see people around shaking their little tins and their boxes with,
that's
the daffodils,
right.
But what, you know, you mentioned there's a load of events going on. What sort of stuff's happening?
That's right. So we have lots of events happening in East London itself. We've got entertainment in Romford and in Ilford. Also other places like Galleons Reach. We have lots of cheerleaders and singers doing entertainment whilst people are shaking their tins. So it's not just about coming down, donating for your daffodil pin. It's also about enjoying the day and getting to know different people and chatting to the collectors and the entertainers. So yeah, it's quite exciting time for us. It's quite nice.
And how much you know, this is a month long as well, isn't it, the appeal? Some people skimp out and do a little, like a week or something, or a day.
Yeah.
A month is a lot of time to fill up with fundraising. How much planning goes into this?
It takes a lot of planning. A lot of the year, as soon as we've finished in March, we're planning again for the next year. So it does take quite a few months. We've had over, I think, 100 new people, maybe 200 actually, in East London alone this year, just through, we've had lots of adverts out for collectors. So since January, pretty much, I've been flat out every week trying to get new people on board. And we've got over 40 collections in East London alone. So it's absolutely fantastic. And we've grown so much. Last year, I think we only had 20, but this year we've got over 40. So you can see it's gone crazy this year, daffodil crazy.
That's in 2 years' time, by my calculations, 160.
Oh, my God.
Now, you mentioned we've got an event in Romford. What's going on down there?
We've got entertainers down there, so we've got singers and dancers. So please do come down. If you're in the Romford area on the day, we're going to have lots of collectors around, so you can just drop in a pound or 50p, whatever you want, and have a daffodil pin, but also just enjoy some of the entertainment. They'll be on the main high street there, so where all the shops are. Just come down and just watch them and enjoy it. I think it would just be a nice day for everybody.
Cheerleaders, you mentioned mentioned earlier cheerleaders. I don't entirely see what cheerleaders have got to do with cancer, but I kind of like the idea of it. Yellow pom-poms?
Possibly, yeah, hopefully. I think their actual uniform is partly yellow, so I think it'll be, I think there might be some yellow and blue pom-poms. So it should be nice and colourful, and apparently there's going to be about 100 of them. So they'll be jumping around doing all kinds of displays.
100?
Yeah, it's a massive group of them, so different ages as well. So somersaults and all kinds of things. So it'll be absolutely mind-boggling. It'll be so good.
The logistics in choreographing 100 people are mind-boggling alone.
I'm just really glad that I'm not having to do any of that. I have no idea when it comes to that kind of thing.
But I learned some of my only but best cheerleading moves from the movie Bring It On.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
that's all I do. Yeah, clap my hands, do a few, you know, random moves. But yeah, shake your thing. That's all I know.
And I can do the Macarena as well, so that always helps.
I can just about do that, but that's about it.
Oh, yeah. Now, famous buildings are turning themselves yellow, I was reading.
Yeah, that's right. So as I said earlier, we're trying to paint the town yellow. So to raise awareness for Marie Curie, we're trying to change all different buildings across London yellow for Marie Curie. And we've actually already had Trafalgar Square, the fountain, turn yellow the other week, which was quite exciting. We got lots of lovely photos.
What do you mean? They painted it?
No, what they've done is they've actually put yellow lighting in there. So when the fountain goes up, it all looks yellow. So it's really
hang on,
beautiful.
But a yellow fountain?
Yeah. It might sound a little dodge, but no, it looked really nice, honestly. The beams of light coming off it was nothing.
I'm not convinced about that one. I think it's going to look a little bit like that yellow cleaner.
Oh, no. Dubious. But also, yeah, we've had other places like the Shell building in London itself that's going to be turning yellow. So I think they're going to project like a big yellow daffodil on the building at night time so you can see it from far and wide. So yeah, it's quite a nice thing to do.
So not actually painting it. I'm a little bit disappointed. I'm gonna be. You need to get some fundraising event going on by one of those big yellow storage company buildings.
Yeah, that's what we were thinking, actually. Hopefully we can maybe get some partnership going on with them and they can, they're already yellow. So yeah, it would be great, but we're not physically going out with paintbrushes and painting the town yellow. I think we would probably get arrested quite soon after trying to go and do that, but yeah.
What a letdown.
I'm sorry. Maybe next year.
Now, you are a fundraiser for East London.
I am.
How
indeed.
Did you first get involved with the charity?
I actually got involved about 2 years ago. I've always been interested in charity work. So Marie Curie was kind of up there because it's one of the big charities, but it has kind of a small charity mentality. We try and do as much as possible in the community, and we go out. We've got 5 different fundraisers in London alone, so we all have different areas. And I've kind of wanted to be involved with it because obviously cancer is one of these things that unfortunately affects so many people, and everybody knows somebody that has been affected by cancer, and I myself have had family members who have unfortunately died from cancer. So I always wanted to get involved with something like Marie Curie, and it was a perfect opportunity to kind of come on board. And everybody is such, you know, everybody's so inspiring, meeting the nurses and, you know, seeing the work that they do. They're just absolutely wonderful. So I feel absolutely honoured to be part of the team and in, you know, a fundraiser. So yeah, it's quite nice. I've been at the charity for about 2 years now, so yeah, it's really lovely. I really enjoy it.
Now, you mentioned there that you've been personally affected. Do volunteers tend to be people that have been affected, or is it just something that people generally seem to be passionate about?
I think it kind of varies. A lot of people do know people that have either been affected by cancer, either suffered from cancer and luckily recovered from it, or people that have died from it. So a lot of the volunteers that we have on board have their own different stories to tell. I think a lot of them do come because either family or friends have been affected by cancer and been cared for by one of our amazing nurses. But it kind of varies. We have people ranging from 16 up to 65, even over, coming into the offices or doing, you know, shaking the tins. And they've all got different reasons. And I think it's such a wonderful charity that I think everybody wants to be, you know, involved and have a part in raising awareness and raising funds. So, yeah, because the care that we provide is all free of charge, so we need to raise the money because each hour of nursing care costs £20. So it does cost quite a lot to the charity, and also, you know, we are involved with the NHS as well, but But yeah, we do have a quite a big mixture of volunteers. So anybody interested, please do let us know. And we would love to have you on board.
So obviously this is like a full-time thing for you. Mm. What does being a full-time fundraiser involve?
Wow, it involves so many different things. Apart from the Great Daffodil Appeal, we have lots of different events that happen throughout the year. So we have people running their own events, so things like balls or pub quizzes, or we've got the Blooming Great Tea Party happening in summertime. So lots of people try and have their own tea parties. It can be something like in your local primary school or even in your own home. Or some people have things like a Long Island iced tea party, which is quite nice. And then they have we also have things like swimathons that we're having. We've got one in April that's going to be happening in local pools, so anybody interested in that, please do sign up. And also we have overseas treks that people do for us, so people going to Kilimanjaro, to Great Wall of China, to Machu Picchu. We've kind of got things going across the board. And also other things that we have, I'm trying to think, so many things. We do have collections that happen throughout the year as well, also as summertime at Christmas. So yeah, lots of different events. So yeah, it kind of varies a lot, and I go out and do lots of talks to different groups trying to get them on board, so Rotary clubs and schools. We've got Henry Bear who comes with me. He's one of my little friends that comes with me to school talks, and we talk about Marie Curie and healthy eating and that kind of thing. So yeah, it's really varied.
So it's obviously something that can either be full-time like for you, or someone that just wants something to do on a Saturday and goes and rattles a tin.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, if people want to get involved, can you just give out that website address?
Of course. So it's www.mariecurie.org.uk, and you can find all the information about the charity and what we do on that website.
Excellent. Seema, thank you so much for your time today.
No, thank you very much for inviting me.
Thank you.